Support for KPLU comes from the San Francisco Jazz Festival, June 12th through 23rd, with Ahmed Jamal, Bob James, David Sanborn, John Schofield, Taylor Eichsty, Kendrick Scott's Oracle Band, and direct from Cuba, Harold Lopez Nusa. Tickets at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we'll be listening to excerpts from an Art of Jazz concert by Dutch saxophonist and composer Tineke Postma during her recent U.S. tour and her first visit to Seattle. She was also featured at the Mary Lou Williams Festival at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. this week. She plays alto and soprano saxophones and is a very active composer. All of the music on today's program are her original compositions. Tineke Postma studied at the Manhattan School of Music in New York and graduated with honors from the Conservatory of Amsterdam, where she also taught for 5 years. She's performed with her quartet at many international jazz festivals around the world and has recorded 5 CDs, all of which we've featured frequently on Jazz After Hours. For her Seattle debut appearance, Tineke Postma is joined by a Seattle rhythm section, including Tim Kennedy at the piano, Evan Flory Barnes on bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums. And beginning this selection of highlights from the concert at the Seattle Art Museum, we'll hear an original by Tineke Postma titled Motivation. Thank you. We're listening to a concert by Tinica Postma Quartet recorded at the Seattle Art Museum earlier this month. Tinica Postma on alto sax. She also plays soprano in this program. and that was one of her original compositions titled Motivation. She's joined here by Tim Kennedy at the piano, Evan Flory Barnes on bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums. This concert is coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next is an original composition by Tineke Postma as the program continues with her piece titled Bar Salta.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such a joy to play here for you. And we just played a song of mine called Bar Celta. That's a beautiful tapas bar in Barcelona. I had a very nice evening there. I love to eat and I love to play. One of the many passions I have. And so I called this song after the Bar Celta. So now we're going to play a song that I wrote for another hero of mine, Cannonball Adderley. And this song is called Cabanol.
You're listening to a concert by saxophonist Tinica Postma at the Seattle Art Museum. The concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Thank you.
Devon Lewis on the drums. Woo! We're gonna play something more quiet now. And that song is called Before the Snow. I wrote this song when I was on tour in Sweden, Europe, all the way in the north. And it was very, very cold. And I just wrote it. And then when I was walking around there in the north of Sweden, this title definitely seemed to fit. So I called it Before the Snow. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're listening to a concert by saxophonist Tineke Postma with Tim Kennedy at the piano, Evan Flory Barnes bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums from the Seattle Art Museum. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Again, Tineke Postma.
Okay, so we're going to play Melo for you, a very new song, Melo. Thank you. Evan Florey Barnes. Yeah. It has been such a pleasure and honor and joy to play with these amazing people here. We have Tim Kennedy on the piano. Nevoy Lewis on the drums. I want to thank you all for coming out, and it has been amazing. I am in love with Seattle. I hope to come back. That's very lucky. Thanks again. And the last song we're going to play is called Yes, We Can. It's a little old. It's a little old song, but it definitely had something to do with your president. Yes, We Can. Thank you so much. See you soon. Bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to a concert by the Tinica Postma Quartet, recorded in concert at the Seattle Art Museum and it's part of the Art of Jazz series. We heard Tinica Postma on soprano and alto saxophones with Tim Kennedy at the piano, Evan Flory Barnes on bass, and Devon Lewis on drums, concluding with an original composition titled Yes, We Can. Tinica Postma's most recent CD is titled The Dawn of Light. It's on the Challenge record label. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for House Sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.